Welcome to Wolf Den's Saturday set. And just when you think it's over, it's not. There is still plenty of life left in this Spring King zone. We go to Caulfield on Saturday. We've got five group races at Caulfield on Saturday.
Wow.
Very, very tasty racing. And we've got to stay resolute. We've got to stay focused. We've got to finish this season of the Saturday set off. Our results are heading in the right direction. And we've got two more to go. We've got this week and next week of the Saturday set, and then we're going to take a break. So it's all in. Let's finish this thing off. How have you been, mate?
Yeah, been great. Feeling very, very positive at the moment. Had a very healthy week after my holiday. I've been doing a lot of exercise, eating well. The mind's right. I'm feeling confident. I'm feeling positive. And I'm ready to rip right in on Saturday.
Very good. Fizz, how are you, mate?
I'm good, boys.
Ready
how
to go?
Are you?
You got quite a few bets today. That's always a good sign.
Yeah, well, I've got bets coming out of my ears most weeks. But yeah, it looks all right this weekend. I'm focusing on Ascot a fair bit, which is
good. Racing good. There.
Great racing.
Yeah, all right, let's get into it. We're going to talk about three feature races from Caulfield on Saturday to kick off. Let's start with the Sandown Guineas, and we've got an interesting one, Kingzone.
Yeah.
We've got Bitter Creek and Pisces up the top. Let's bring the market up. So Bitter Creek beat Pisces the last time they met, but there's a big discrepancy in the market now. Can you explain why, please?
Yeah, well, I had a look at that race, which was a few starts back for Pisces, two starts back. So I'll talk about Pisces first. You are correct. Bitter Creek did beat Pisces. Pisces had to go back. J-Mac rode Pisces that day and went back. Came home, was a bit unlucky. After that, Pisces went to a completely new level. Clearly the best time rating in the race for Pisces. Last start time rating. Pisces at $2.50 looks pretty short to me. Three runs back, Pisces ran over 1,600. So this race on Saturday is over 1,600. Pisces has only been over 1,600 once and failed as $2.80 favourite. I think Pisces can win the race, but I think Pisces is very short.
Mm-hmm.
Bitter Creek is the class horse in the race. Let's talk about what it's done. Seventh in a Rupert Clark behind Komochi. Eighth behind Switzerland in the Coolmore. Prior to that... was the Pisces race, which he won.
Yeah, the Red Anchor. Yep.
Yeah, and also up in Queensland. So his 1600 metre race was up in Queensland, where Broadside ran second to Broadside
in the
JJ Atkins. So Bitter Creek looks a lot better value to me at $5 than what Pisces at $2.50. You see quite often that these higher time ratings. The market is just based on time ratings. Pisces does have the best, but at $2.50 looks pretty short, and that's why Pisces is at $2.50. We'll definitely ease from that that price. The other thing is Caulfield on Saturday at the moment is a heavy eight. Mm-hmm. They're tipping no rain today, no rain tomorrow, but there is rain tipped on Saturday, so just keep an eye out for the track. Usually Caulfield races fairly leaderish, as we know. I had a look on soft and heavy tracks, and that pattern does stay the same as well. So, but we'll just see. If there's rain on the day, we'll have to have a look. The other thing I want to say about this race is the other two horses, Snitsanova and French Rule, are coming out of a race at Newcastle where they ran first and second.
Mm-hmm.
These horses have only had three runs and now are coming down to Melbourne. So these two horses have got plenty of upside. So they're a little bit unknown coming down to Melbourne. It's hard to line them up. But Pisces and Bitter Creek have had, I think, 8 and 10 starts each. So these other horses, and the other one somewhere that's only had one start, looks like 1600 will suit, won a race at Ballarat somewhere. So I don't really like these races where it is hard to line them up, and you've got the two favourites who do have the runs on the board, but then you've got the pack sort of chasing in three horses where there is improvement.
Yeah,
and
they could have a new peak. Yeah.
How much improvement, we don't really know. So we sort of know what Bitter Creek and Pisces can do in a way, but we don't know what these other horses can do. And when you're getting $7, $8, $9 about other horses, that I'd rather know what they can do and know that they haven't got the peak. I don't like the race. Having said that, I'll stop talking.
So you're not going to have a bet? You won't? Something on Bitter Creek?
Listen, I looked at AI and it's come up with Bitter Creek and come up with Pisces. I'm not going to back Pisces at that price. If Pisces got right out, I'd have something on Pisces. Bitter Creek, I will probably have something on, just because I can't really split Bitter Creek and Pisces. I'm going to have a small bet on Bitter Creek.
Okay. Fizz?
Yeah, I don't have a whole lot to add because I think King's talked about the race quite thoroughly. Like him, I thought Pisces was too short, and I thought Bitter Creek out of those two was the better price out of the two. I had the four Stylish Secret next pick as a decent roughie, but like King's, I don't love these sorts of races where a lot of horses could progress to a better level and are coming out of weaker races, so their ratings aren't quite as high. So like Kings, I'm willing to watch this one. I'm not betting.
Fair enough. Let's move to Caulfield Race 8, the Zipping Classic. Let's call it the weight phrase version of the Caulfield Cup. It's always a great race to bookend the spring. It's a wide open field. What are we going to do, King?
I like this race. I like the Zipping Classic of 2024. I'm just going to talk about the horses that I like. And the first one is number 3, Arapaho.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth up in this time, so has had 3 runs back, stepping up to 2400, which I think is Arapaho's pet distance. Won last year, won the Tancred, the Group 1 Tancred over 2400. Also ran fourth in a Sydney Cup over 3200. So you know Arapaho's going to stay. Hasn't had a lot of luck this prep at all. The negative is Arapaho is an 8-year-old.
Yes.
But I think fitter now. It takes a while to get these older horses fit, but fourth run back, over 2400, looks ready to peak. And seven out of Arapaho's 8 wins have come on rain-affected tracks. So at 460, I think I'm a bit disappointed with the price of 460, just looking at Arapaho's recent sort of form. I thought we might get around $6, but I don't think we are. 460, I think, is sort of on the price. I am going to wait. $2 a place seems not a bad price. I'm going to wait, but I am keen on Arapaho, and Arapaho is my first official Saturday set tip
for
Zipping Classic. Now we go to number 6. The party hasn't finished yet. We go to number 6, Berkeley Square. This horse is absolutely flying this prep. Last 5 runs, 2 wins, 2 seconds, and a third, all in basically Group 3 company. And this is a Group 3 race, but Group 2 race, but the quality sort of isn't really there, and my number is sort of around that Group 3 type mark.
Sure.
Also goes real well in the wet, 5 from 9. I think $10 is a good price about Berkeley Square, and I am prepared to step in at that price and also make Berkeley Square my official second Saturday set tip for the day and also the race.
We're off and running. Fizz, what you got to add, mate?
Yeah, hard to add too much to that because Caulfield Race 8 looks impossible to me. The Zipping Classic. But number 10, Muramasa, top pick for me. Last start was in the Geelong Cups, had a break between runs. A 1,400-metre jump out was quite nice from what I saw. A horse, Nonconformist, which has been running around in Sydney of late, but goes back to Victoria, and another one with a bit of odds that could give you a run for your money. And then number 8, Herman Hess, loves the track, loves the distance, $19, looks a bit of overs there for me with the right stable. So, look, open race to me, and I'd be steering away from the favourites, although Kings has found the fave.
In my prices that I had to look through, I had Muramasa shorter than that. I didn't particularly want to back Muramasa, but
fair enough.
I did think $12 seemed, I agree with you, seemed a decent price.
Yep. Yeah.
Let's move to Caulfield Race 9, the Kevin Heavenin Classic. It's a 1,400-metre race, weight for age again. Tuvalu sets up nicely here. That's why it's favourite. And one interesting thing, Arkansas Kid made a run in the Meteorite last weekend at the same time as Nadal did. Nadal obviously went on and just blew everyone away.
Mm.
But Arkansas Kid was making ground at the same rate as Nadal and then got blocked hopelessly, not suggesting in any way Nadal wouldn't have won, but I just thought that was quite interesting. It has been quite a big go, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been about $8 in early markets into about $5.50. I thought Arkansas Kid had a chance for sure, but at $5.50 just seemed a little bit short. To me, let me talk about the favourite, Tuvalu, who didn't race for 6 months. Second up today. Pretty good first up run in the Rupert Clark behind Komochi.
Yep.
Got a long way back. Won't be as far back. Drawn barrier 2 on Saturday. Should sit sort of fourth or fifth, I think. Loves to sting out of the ground. So we're going tick, tick, tick. Second up's going to be fitter.
Loves second up too. I think it's got a really good record second up.
The thing that worries me a little bit, apart from the price about Tuvalu, is that this race is once again over 1,400. I think that Tuvalu may not sprint. I think something's going to sprint better than Tuvalu. So Tuvalu will sit fourth fence at Caulfield, which can be a trap sometimes, and he's going to need to get out and he's going to need to sprint well over that last 100, 200 metres. That is the concern, that Tuvalu won't sprint as well as something else for me. At $2.50, I was against Tuvalu. I'm not saying Tuvalu can't win, but the price seems very short. I also thought Arkansas Kid was a little bit too short, but both have chances. I had it more of an even race than what that betting market suggests. I thought just from a pure pricing point of view, I thought the horses that looked overlays were Buffalo River at around $15. Weewile, about $19. Rheinberg, $11. And Run Harry Run at $31. So, yeah, if I was a bookie, I'd be laying the two favourites at those odds and hoping for a result.
Very good. Fizz.
Yeah, I'm going to bet in this race. Tuva lose a bet for me, but I'm not going to step into the odds. I reckon I'll get better on Saturday. I liked its run first up, went back to last from a wide gate. I did give it a hope that day, and I think that it's an outstanding looking bet for me this weekend. Weewile was my second pick. Like Kings has mentioned it, it's first up, but it's a small hope at around the $19 mark. And I thought Tamerlane was my next pick. Did have the perfect run last time out. And if you take a line through another Will, Tuvalu should be beating Tamerlane. So in my opinion, Tuvalu's the horse to beat. I'm going to go back and watch the replay of Arkansas Kid now you've mentioned that, but I was against it last start. Mm-hmm. So I'd suggest I'll be against it again on the weekend, but Tuvalu, I will be backing this weekend.
Sounds good. And also, before we came on air, I saw racing.com just put a story up saying that the winner of this race will get the Melbourne Racing Club slot into the Supernova, which is the end of the Cranbourne Racing Club slot series. So that's a pretty good little prize for someone there. We've got a bit of housekeeping to get through. The first thing, free AI this weekend, as usual, over spring. That's Woofden AI. We've also got a Black Friday special for AI Kingzone.
Yeah, we do.
There it is up on the screen. Tell us about it, mate.
We do, over 50% off all memberships. Close in 24 hours, basically. So get in and get that 55% discount, as you can see, off everything. So. Wow. So 50%, it's only $30 on a Saturday or less than that. So you're paying $15 for every meeting on a Saturday for the year. So $15, couple of cups of coffee, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Great deal.
A little latte fits.
Like a great deal to me.
Couple of lattes.
Cappuccino, bit of chocolate on top.
Yeah, so $15 for the Saturday. And you also, with that, you get the best bet of the day every day, 7 days a week as well.
Seems great value to me. Yeah, very
good. For tipping winners, it's great value. Been going all right lately. And my confidence levels, let me tell you, for 2025, just increase every day as we're putting more and more work into the numbers for AI.
So if you want to get the deal, go and hit the link in the description and it'll help you with everything you need. I'd be doing it. Let's talk about something else that is great value. Free tickets to Caulfield this Saturday, our friends at the Melbourne Racing Club. There it is, Peking Duck. What do you think of Peking Duck, Kings?
Love a bit of Peking Duck.
Mm, not the Chinese restaurant variety, but the band.
No, the music's good. It's a daily double, really. The music into having a nice duck pancake.
moving along, and we've also got some other nice stuff from our friends at the Melbourne Racing Club. So they've got a Black Friday special as well. They're offering a big discount on membership. I'll put the link into the description for that as well. I think you get $100 off full Melbourne Racing Club membership. And also, they've been very gracious. They've given us two double memberships. So that's four memberships in total till the end of this racing year. And what we thought we'd do is we'd run a little bit of a competition. You can tell us what your favorite racing moment at Caulfield was over the springtime. And we'll pick two winners, and those winners will each get double memberships. You can give it to one of your mates. And at the end of this Saturday set, we're going to show you a bit of a highlight reel of the biggest racing moments from Caulfield. To help you decide, we'll run the competition on YouTube, over the socials and on the Den, and we'll pick a couple of winners early next week. This episode is brought to you by our good mates at Ladbrokes. Ladbrokes have you covered with all the best racing features so you can own spring racing. You can support the show by joining Ladbrokes today and using the code GALLOP. If you want the ultimate social betting experience, be sure to check out Ladbrokes Mates Mode, where you can chat, share and bet with your mates. We've even started our own Woofden Mates Mode group, and you can join the action by using the join code WOOFDEN24. So check out Mates Mode and download the Ladbrokes app this spring carnival.
Imagine what you could be buying instead. For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.
With that out of the way, I think it's time to move to our final feature race, which is Ascot Race 8, the Winter Bottom Stakes. Overpass is one of the best sprinters in the country. He's one of the best sprinters in New South Wales. When he goes to Western Australia, he's unbeatable. Hasn't lost. Three starts and won all three of them. Can he go on and continue to be unbeaten?
I don't know if he's unbeatable, but he is unbeaten.
Mm.
The Golden West, how good is it when the Golden West lights up and you're having a good day and the big races come on, you're playing with their money, and you've got a couple of beers under your belt and the Golden West lights up. I like this race. I really like this race, but I think there's only two possible hopes, and those two hopes are number one, Overpass, and the 15 Lady Laguna. So Overpass, $2.70, I think we'll get better than Overpass. But as you said, three from three out in the Golden West. So Joshy Parr just boots forward as he always does out of barrier 16. The other horse with a lot of pace, which should go forward, is drawn barrier 15, Bravo Centurion. So they'll burn across. But we've seen Overpass burn across as well and be able to hold them off. So I'm not concerned about that there is a fair bit of pace in this race because that's what Overpass does. The interesting thing about off my numbers with Overpass is that this is the easiest race that Overpass has been in for the last 2.5 years.
Yeah, right.
So this is an extremely winnable race. I'm also not worried about the fact that Overpass somewhat failed down the straight. I think those straight races are a bit their own sort of their own thing, and this is a completely different race. I don't mind the barrier at all. You just go forward. Definitely going to back Overpass. The other horse, which I think is the danger, Lady Laguna, who I think represents decent value around that $485 mark. J-Mac, barrier one, just getting a beautiful suck in behind the speed. Group one winner, Annabelle wouldn't be taking Lady Laguna over there unless she was going good.
Two group ones lately, so that's right. Another one.
Yeah, class horse. These are two class horse in the race. So I just want to quickly talk about Western Empire, which is taking up a lot of percentage there at $4.80, which is the local horse. So Western Empire has had 7 runs in Victoria, which is obviously, I think they were group races and was a higher class race than the local races that Western Empire is used to sort of fighting out. And Western Empire didn't run a place in those 7 races. So I'm a bit of a query on Western Empire in this class of race. Western Empire will also get right back in the field. Pike from barrier 4 may not get back as far as what my map had, but I just don't think Western Empire's up to this and will start a lot longer than the 480. Not official because there's too much percentage in there, but I think if you've got to be around 320 Overpass and 550 Lady Laguna, you're going to have a nice little book come jump time.
Fizz.
Yeah, Kings into them. Overpass, definitely a hope top pick on my form, but I'm against Overpass this time in. It's a different setup to its last 3 runs when it's won in Perth. It was first up every time last time that it won, and I'm slightly against it this time in. And third up this prep, I think, different setup. I don't know if it'll know itself with Bravo Centurion running across. It's just an out-and-out speed horse. Mm-hmm. It'll go a million miles an hour. Overpass is going to have to come sit outside it, do the chasing, which is going to be hard to do. Bravo Centurion's definitely overs at the $11 mark for a horse that just keeps running through the line. Whether or not the pressure and the fact that it's up to a group one for the first time may bring it undone. But for me, the differential in the price there is too much. Overpass, definitely a quality animal, but not sure about the setup this time in, so I'm going to be against it. Western Empire, I think, will sit closer than Kings thinks. I think it's a little bit overhyped, Western Empire. I'm a bit with Kings. I give it a chance, but I think that it always goes around at unders and often gets beat. Lady Laguna, you can have that one, Kings from barrier one.
Thank you.
I don't know where it's going to be in the run, but I tell you what, if it's not
fifth fence,
an absolute miracle ride from J-Mac, he can't possibly win the race. Mahaba is the value, $10, number 5. Very good horse, on the up, and we'll get a perfect run, whether or not it's in the 3-wide line or whatever, but I don't know where Lady Laguna's going to be.
Fifth fence?
Yeah, but how's it going to get out? Just
J-Mac?
Yeah, $5.50 to get out.
I love it when we're head-to-head.
I'm against you. I'm against you. Although I do give Overpass a hope. I'm against
So Lady. You're roughies, really, because you didn't like Western Empire either.
I'm against Lady Laguna heavily.
And Overpass.
Overpass, no. I do have a top pick on the ratings. I just think that it's a different setup, and at $3 I'll let it go.
At the price. Fair enough.
Yeah.
We've got to keep moving. Can I please get your official Saturday set? Just rehash your old, the ones you've already given
us. Yeah, you most certainly can. So I've got 2 official Saturday set tips, which I've talked about in the Zipping Classic, which they are Caulfield Race 8, number 3, Arapaho, and in the same race, number 6, Berkeley Square. So I've got 4 officials for the day. The other 2 are both at Morfordville. Morfordville Race 1, number 10, Press Express, written by Rochelle Milne. I think she should just go straight to the front on this horse. 2 seconds from past 2 runs. I just think this horse is fitter. I think it's stronger off figures. And I think that over 1,000 metres they won't be able to run it down if she goes forward. So it's hopefully leads or at worst it's second. You don't want to ever get too far back over 1,000. The other one's at Morfordville as well. In the last race, race 9, number 4, Zombie Missile. If we just go to the screen there, we'll have a look at Zombie Missile's last run at Caulfield. This horse's runs have all been in Victoria. So Zombie's third defence here and struggles to get out till about sort of the 100-metre mark and loses a bit of momentum. Hits the line pretty well once Zombie is out. But what I like about Saturday is, off my figures, Zombie Missile should be able to lead. At worst, sits second behind Nasito. So those two horses will go forward. And if Zombie Missile doesn't lead, Zombie Missile will sit outside Nasito. I think Zombie's got more upside than the rest of the field. I think that it's coming over from Victoria to South Australia for the first time, which is a positive. Third up as well is a positive. And around that $2, anything above $2 I think is a good price. I wouldn't rush into that. I think you'll get two. I think we might get $3 about the Zombie. So those are my four official Saturday set tips.
Thank you very much, King Zone Fizzer. Your Saturday set, please.
No worries. Ascot Race 2, number 5, Kisses from Kelly. This horse is first up, 1,800. I quite like that setup. Getting a bit of value around the $10 mark. Should give us a good run for our money. Ascot Race 3, number 9, Regal Statue. This horse has been stiff its last two. I think the setup this weekend's really good. Plenty of speed in the race, and I think this horse hopefully should get over the top of him. Then we're going for my favourite horse, Joker's Grin, Race 5, number 6 at Ascot. They put up evens again. Let's hope it is. I love free money, but, yeah, I'll be picking up off the floor if it wins. And then we go to Doom and Race 2, number 2, a horse called Kerchak. This horse is going for 3 on the bounce. It's going enormous. Up to 2,000 for the first time. I can't see it being a problem. And I think there's a very good bet in Morpheville Race 4, number 4, Spirit of Camelot. About 260 or 250 at the moment. I think it'll start odds on and it'll be winning, hopefully.
We had a good result on the Spirit last time, didn't we?
Hopefully we do it again this weekend.
Great work, Fizz. All right, we've been dragging on a bit, so we've got to keep moving. We're going to move to the A-team set. There it is. So Dream Team is tipping in Caulfield, a race for Grinzinger Pod. We move along to Dano, Rosehill, a race 3, Pirius. Moving to Smalley, Rosehill, race 6, number 3, a Knights, a Moore, and the final is Junior Matt. In the Zipping Classic, he's tipping Kingswood. Just to confuse things up a bit, let's move to Accountability. There it is, the King Zone. Small increase after you tipped Storyville last week. Another modest winning set.
Grinding away, it's what I do. So 21 and, say, 200, we're up 2,300, Fizzer. Good work.
Thank
then
you.
Then we move to the A-team.
A-team's
not as pretty picture.
Yeah, but down, what, at 423, we're up. Yeah, well, combined, we're doing pretty well. 500 up, about 1,700, I think, if you combine them all.
Let's move to Punter of the Year. And this is the yearly leaderboard because we're about to call it, aren't we?
We are. So Punter of the Year, this is only a couple of days left. So Extra Bacon's looks like he's got it wrapped up. But look at that leaderboard there, 10 strong punters. Crookie's at 1,400 bets on there as well with a real good profit of 6%. But, you know, 10 for that's for the year for November. So we do wrap it up. Congratulations to Extra Bacon. And then we'll come back. We'll probably come back either January 1 or February 1. So we'll take a break over December and just tidy a few things up. Just have a look over the rules. Any suggestions how we can improve it or anything people like or don't like, please let us know and we will come back bigger, better and stronger in 2025.
Great work. All right, we've got to wrap up. A couple of things to leave you with. So Kieran Maher, watched a couple Kieran Maher, I guess, like behind-the-scenes episodes that Ladbrokes have made. They make a lot of content, Ladbrokes, but this stuff is particularly good. The first one, Kieran Maher talks about data. Data is a huge part of what Kieran Maher does. I think you'll find it very interesting. I think everyone out there will find it interesting. I won't play them out, but I am going to put the links to them into the description because I strongly recommend you go and watch them. Really interesting how professional and organized the Kieran Maher stable is. No great surprise. And as I said earlier, I will leave you with the highlights from the Caulfield Spring Carnival to help you if you want to put an entry into our member giveaway in partnership with the Melbourne Racing Club. That's the Saturday set for done for another week. Up the Den, thank you very much.
Duke de Cesar, 100 to go from Buckaroo, a length and three quarters, but it's going to be Duke de Cesar, Harry Cuffin. This is your moment. Gentleman Roy just in front of Pericles and Pinstripe. Gentleman Roy digs in for the fight and wins.
Alive. And this was effortless. Easing up for the photo in a canter, but Quintessa's a class of arm. Quintessa won it by three quarters. He's defined them. He's come off the canvas. What a win. Pinstripe. Is it going to be too late? He's roaring home. Bankmore clean nine. Another wheel's got none.
Aspen Street needs the line. Tippy toeing. Jimmy starts driving. It's all Buckaroo. Buckaroo storms away. A one-act affair. Buckaroo or 3 lengths in front and has got them on toast. Put them away quickly. Aviatrix is on top. Race clear. And Jimmy Starr won it well. Super Raz still denied knowledge. A length of the corner. Mr. Brightside not getting there. And the mayor has stolen it. Denied signing Private Life at the 100 from Feroce. Private Life. Feroce coming at Private Life. Private Life. Bellatrix Starr just in front and will win. Bellatrix Dino, Blake Chin, take a bow from last to first, has bolted in, demolished them. Buffalo River getting tired, Mighty Ulysses over the top and got it. He's won another profit, surges on from two, Dark Lizzie. Aviard is absolutely flying edge, too late. Another will grab by Kamochi, Kamochi just in front, Kamochi wins it.